Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com. Yeah, JBs.
What's up? I just want everyone to know I'm just as annoyed as you are that I'm here. I know you didn't want to see me, but here I am.
She's holding the baby hostage.
I wish it was a prank, you guys. I wish I would just like pull the baby thing out and be like, ha, got you.
Yeah. We got a hostage crisis on our hands.
We do.
We need to call somebody, a SWAT team, to get the baby out. Please, it's Ross. Hello, this is 911. My wife's holding her baby hostage. She's not coming out.
Damn it, Casey. We shouldn't have stayed in that hotel for that long.
Yeah, damn it, Casey. Damn it.
Now, is it a crime in Texas to also not let the baby out of you?
Yeah, I think it should be.
Right?
I think it should be because at every turn, you know this, Bob, but at every turn, they're trying to get it out of you. On their terms.
Right.
So at a certain point, they're going to say, I'm sorry, but we will have to arrest you.
Yeah.
If you do not take like our final.
You're going to get a C-section and a paddy wagon if you keep this
up. Exactly. Yeah. Like, they're going to be like, look, you don't want it out?
Hey, ma'am, we're going to need that baby out.
Yeah.
We're going to need that baby out.
Yeah. I mean, look, that is how they're acting. They're like, You know what I mean? Like, when are you going to let us just do it? And I'm like, God damn.
Yeah.
I'm a long way from California, aren't I?
Yeah.
Where they let you let you just do whatever you want.
Gregor says 15th of May is shortly coming up. Is his birthday on the 15th? Is that why you keep saying that?
Oh, no. I better avoid. Craig, is that your birthday?
Let's see what day, because they told you to come in, what, Monday or Tuesday?
So it would be Tuesday and then delivery on Wednesday.
All right, yeah. That's nowhere near the 15th. You're good.
It's not a sexy number, but I mean,
I'll take 18 because the other child is 18, so at least it's easy for me to remember. Let's face it, I remember nothing. And I can't even pronounce people's names. Right.
But without induction, I have gotten some pretty sweet birthdays done. Do you know what I mean? An 8,
yeah.
18, 18, yeah. And a 4414.
I mean,
so,
you beefed us on Cinco, but, you know, even the other parents were just like, hey, that would have been awesome. Could have Mexican-themed birthday parties, Mexican food. Every birthday, parents get to have margaritas, and it was just like, yeah, I know.
And it sucks because it's the only day out of the year in Texas that people serve margaritas.
I know, and have
like
tacos.
The one day
it's
you
like,
miss.
Uh-oh, it's bullshit. Can't ever do it.
Yeah. But you want people to take it to the limit.
Yes, Brittany, I'm still pregnant.
Do you have that hat? Yeah.
Yes, Brittany, I'm still pregnant.
I ordered this hat.
Gross. Oh, my God.
Come on
and
scream.
Gosh.
Come on and scream. Wave to the people.
My favorite one for you.
All right. Look at this, dude. We got the straw drinking bros hats.
Dads.
Drinking dads. Look at this.
Love it.
Wow. Look at this.
Wow.
Thanks, Brittany.
Oh my god.
It's like Christmas. What do we got here? What's this? All kinds of stuff. Oh shit. This is dope, dude. Is this new? Yo.
You what?
This sport tech is the shit. I bought the other one the other day, and it's amazing.
Look at that. That is a dad shirt.
Go to drinkingbros.com/store because Father's Day is coming up.
I get it.
Yeah.
I'd wear the fuck out of that pullover.
Oh, yeah. That has Bob written. It actually should have Bob written on it.
Yeah.
There's some extras.
Defend fatherhood.
Oh, I like that.
Can we change the title to the Bob on the store?
The Bob?
The Bob.
Oh, no. We got Drinking Bros joint rollers? Let's go, fam. Look, Giorgio,
what's
come
up?
On in, son. This is you still
and a grinder.
Here you go. Come on in. And a grinder.
Yeah.
Drinking Bros grinders.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Giorgio's
dude.
One of the last. The last ones to smoke flower.
Giorgio still does drugs analog.
Yeah.
And I respect that
he's
about
like
you, Giorgio.
He's like our tech guru, and then he's like the most old school weed smoker of all time.
When it comes to drugs, he's basically Amish.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go to drinkingbros.com/store for all of our new merch. I'm super amped. I wear the shit out of these hats. No, you leave them there.
I did. I did an Amish girl.
Yeah. Thank you.
You did.
Thank you.
I would.
Oh, hell yeah. Would do.
I rode a bus with an Amish couple from Missouri to Ohio one
time. That's not a real Amish couple. They're on a bus.
If they're on a bus, you should have been in a rickshaw.
They were in a Rumspringa.
Yeah.
I think they were going to a hospital.
Oh,
no, not Amish at all.
Sexy, yeah. Giorgio. That was a sexy story.
Why were they going to the hospital, Giorgio?
I don't know. Deliver a baby or something?
The carriage wasn't going to get them there.
The carriage wasn't going to get them fat. And they were like, all right, we'll break our religion just this once. That's what's so dumb to me. You know, our CFO is an Orthodox Jew.
Mm-hmm.
And, every time I ask him when we're out, I'm like, do you know what it means? And he goes, no, but just my family does it and I have to do it. And I'm like, what you just described is a cult, and he's kosher. Yeah. So you have to go through the whole goddamn menu. And I'm like, you're 30 something years old. You don't know what that is at this point, what you can and can't eat. Like, that's crazy.
He probably should. And being kosher probably means knowing what is kosher.
Yes.
In some way.
Yeah, dude.
But, you know, I'm not an expert.
So it's like when you see Amish and shit getting on buses, you're like, all right, well, what happens, dude? Like, what happens to Sky
now,
Jesus?
Now, hold on. There's a fake, like a Amish light, like a Amish, they look Amish, I think Mennonites.
Yeah.
And they do take vans and buses. So maybe you were on with Mennonites.
No, because what's the Amish community in Missouri? That's like right outside that makes all the like furniture and stuff.
I don't fucking know.
Oh, and the butter. Yeah.
You don't know the Amish community of Missouri, Bob?
I, as a Catholic, I don't acknowledge any other religion.
That's fair. But you are our Missouri historian.
Is it like the German ones?
Yeah. There's a bunch of Mennonites in Missouri too, though, because they're on fucking, they go to the zoo all the time. I remember seeing them as a kid. They'd get off this weird, creepy van and there'd be like 1,000 children and three women dressed like, honestly, dressed like The Handmaid's Tale, for lack of a total better way.
100%.
Yeah.
That had to have been in them.
That's and exactly the how smell yeah. is
yeah.
delightful.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what
it's
I mean?
It's intense.
It's a trip through time.
Stinks.
Intensely delightful.
It stinks. All right. Let's just say it fucking stinks. Okay?
No, we're not gonna go there. But
speaking of Amish, by the way.
Sure, please.
James Cromwell looks Amish. He looks like an old Amish father.
He does, yeah.
Or perhaps he's played one on television, one of his many roles.
Sure.
He's currently starring in Succession.
He did,
I think. Was he in the fucking, what was the one where they're in Monday Night Shyamalan did it? Where they're in the not the cornfield, but
Lady in the Water?
He was not in The Village.
Oh, he was not in The Village.
I don't believe so.
But doesn't he look like, oh yeah, you're probably in The Village.
100%.
Yeah.
He was in something with like a Malachi or something.
Yeah, I don't.
Babe is basically, I mean, he's just like an old timey farmer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But look, the trend of gluing yourself to things out in public needs to fucking stop. Or just leave the people glued there is what I don't get. He's the latest. A couple weeks ago, a woman came out and super glued herself to a basketball court. Was it during the playoffs or was it a regular season game, Bob?
I mean, we're in the second round of the playoffs right now. So if it was in the last 3 weeks, it was during the playoffs.
Yeah. So she came out, glued herself right underneath the basket. They had to stop the game and then rip her hand off the floor.
And what was that for?
Who fucking knows?
Oh.
Like this. What was this for? This was over goat milk?
It was, no.
For PETA?
He was upset that they charged more for vegan milk than they did for regular milk.
Yeah. Oh, you're unaware, Ross? This is a movement. So there's a big movement of people who are lactose intolerant who demand free non-dairy milk.
Okay.
And they've been gluing themselves.
Or like, for it to be this, fuck up. That's not real. Is that
for
real?
For it to be the same. Yeah. From what I understand, he wanted them to be any plant-based milk to not be an extra charge because it's based.
Discriminatory against vegans. Mm-hmm. It hurts animals, even though fucking almond milk kills bees like it's the goddamn Holocaust.
Yeah.
Seriously, and bees. The only animal I care about is bees.
I don't know that I want to live in this world anymore, like at all. Pop up this picture, Bob. Let's see him glued to, what did he just glue himself to the?
Glued his pants.
His pants.
Oh, I thought it was his hand.
Oh, maybe it was. I thought it was his ass.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yeah, here, no, look, his hands off on this one.
It's his. It's his right arm.
I think just one hand.
His right hand. Is it Starbucks?
Glued
too?
That's his hand fun. To the counter, then later used a knife to scrape it off.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Cromwell.
Eesh, Cromwell. Yeah.
I already hated his character in Succession. Anyways, now I hate the real person.
Although I will say on this NPR. Article, they do say 82-year-old Oscar nominee known for Babe, Pig in the City. So yeah. Bob, you got your wish on okay. that one.
His character is essentially just him then.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He's playing himself.
Yes. You know, they. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. They Play are saying that he reprised his role as like the crotchety brother from Succession. But yeah.
This is how I know he's a great actor, by the way, is because he's fucking terrifying in L.A. Confidential.
Mm-hmm.
And boy,
here he has really fallen from grace, right? Yeah. Look at him there. And he's like reading some kind of speech to be like, this is why I'm doing this. And now...
Oh, he's reading this speech. Pop that picture up one more time. So he brought in a speech because he couldn't fucking remember it. That's how much he cares about animal milk.
Yeah. Stop.
You're an actor. You couldn't memorize it. You had to bring something with you.
Well, maybe he wrote it that day.
Yeah, and he wasn't paid for this one. So, you know what I mean? Like, I only memorize if I'm.
It would have been great
paid.
If he brought somebody with a cue card.
Yeah, yeah.
Jay James,
that lady
right
actually
here?
Looks like she would be holding the cue card,
feeding him lines.
Yeah.
So they want free shit.
They don't want to be upcharged for plant-based milk, which. I don't know what world they live in,
it's
but like
expensive as
I don't want to be
expensive as shit.
Well, I don't want to be upcharged for avocado either, but that's just like how it works.
It takes more to make it.
It takes more to make it. It takes more to ship it. It takes more to grow it, whatever it is. Like it's a lot less money to milk a cow.
Wait. If we get on their side, Jesse, does that mean we get free avocado again?
Right.
Well,
like I'm willing
I'll
to possibly
glue some shit to some shit.
for some shit.
I'll glue some shit to some shit for some shit, and that shit will be avocado.
Okay. What are you willing to glue? Can you imagine not? What are you willing to glue? How far are you going to take this?
I don't want to glue any skin.
Okay. So your pants, like a pair of pants?
Yeah. I'll glue the whole back of my clothes and everything to something where it's like this, but no skin.
Keep those arms down, because then you're just basically like crucifying yourself.
What would you for avocado? I would.
Yeah.
So
it's a good one.
Can you imagine a world that you, what if they were just like, oh yeah, avocado, no charge. Could you, I mean, would you die? How insane would that be?
That would be insane.
You'd be like, what?
Absolute insanity.
Is it real avocado? You would like be questioning it.
That's
like,
America,
where did you get this shit?
I dream of.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
Exactly.
There's a lot of things I'd glue myself to for if it was free. I didn't know this is what it was for. I thought he was trying to stop animal killing or some bullshit with PETA.
Well, it kind of goes all with that, because if you're vegan, it's for different reasons, right? Some people is to, you know, for animal rights. Some people is because they're lactose intolerant, whatever. He, I guess, happens to be, you know, he's wearing a Free the Animals t-shirt. So he happens to be like a vegan for moral reasons.
Right.
And so what he's saying is, you know, I'm doing this for the animals and you're charging me more and I have succession money.
Exactly. Fuck you. And I'm going to be real here. Like with the abortion shit that's going on right now, this guy is the case for it. Like he should have been aborted. Like he should not have been out in this world probably. So,
I think he reminds me of the anti-abortion people, because he's basically like, I'm a good person.
Yes.
I don't deserve to pay as much. Like,
yes.
Like,
yes.
I'm a good Christian and I shouldn't be charged so much for my goddamn milk.
Yeah. Yeah. He can add in there, like, I don't want to, you know, I'm a white older male with no prospect of children in my future. I don't want to be taxed.
Sure.
For your choice, right? Like it all works.
James,
and he can flip this into a bunch of different things.
James, I'll look down the barrel of the camera right now.
Oh, James.
You got about 2 weeks left to live on this earth, and this is how you want to go out, just fighting for this, gluing yourself to shit. You're old as fuck, my man. Like, just go sit on a couch and have your assistant go get the goddamn coffee. You'll never know. You'll never, I bet you too, he's one of those people, if you just lined up like five coffees with different milks in there, he wouldn't fucking know what it is. He would have no idea. None.
I will say this, we have put a man on the moon and we still have not gotten a plant-based milk that you know what I mean? That you would not be able to tell. We still don't really have that, right?
I also just don't care either. Like, that's not a top concern for me, is what the milk tastes like.
No. I'm just saying, like, he would be able to tell.
The best thing I've had is, what do the kids, our kids drink? That's vanilla almond milk or whatever it is.
Vanilla almond milk. We actually
have. That's the greatest thing I've
ever
tasted.
We have almond milk creamer.
And it's expensive as shit.
It is. You and I do. It's like the only, I just don't like having that much cream in the morning.
Sure.
But that one's pretty good. Not great. You can definitely tell that it's not real milk.
Good enough.
But it's good enough. Good enough, yeah.
But milk's never one of those things where you're like, oh man, you crave it, you know? At any point in your life where you're like, damn it, man, I need a nice glass of milk right now. You don't. Maybe as a kid, but not as an adult.
As a kid, is there anything better than that, like, cold, just like chugging milk?
Yeah. And then as you get older, it gets ruined. Middle school and high school, you're getting the cartons and it's warm because they just don't have enough time and they're kind of slanging it at you and you're like, God damn it. All right, I'll switch over to Baja Blast. Let's get wet.
Ruben.
Let's get wet.
Ruben.
What do you say?
Obviously, Jables likes her cream in the evening.
Jesus Christ, Rubes.
Ruben did the roast beef lips one, though, right?
He did,
Or leathery poon.
Yeah, leathery poon.
Yeah, Rubes always...
He'll get disgusting,
I don't mind it.
This is what the show is, you know?
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to Dave Matthews last night. Went to the concert, took my child, and pop up that picture, Bobbithy, if you will. He fucking came down and his tour manager came out and was just like, hey, dude, fan of the show, and gave our child Dave Matthews' guitar pick in the middle of the show.
Tour manager.
Yeah,
there?
Nice. I just sent it to you.
No, the mouse stopped.
Oh yeah.
This is there. You go. You can pop that up on screen.
They just need to get the mouse working. But anyway, so the tour manager came down and said he was a fan of the show.
Apple is such a piece of shit. Like, all Apple products pretty much suck. They're better than everything else, which is why we don't really have a choice but to use them.
The mouse died.
Sure,
it did. The mouse died.
I know. It's always something with the goddamn...
Yeah, but you gotta...
It's the worst.
You gotta charge
it. All of it's the fucking... This phone, that $1,500 phone, sucks dick. Like, it's so slow. All the apps are fucking slow.
This one was human error, though.
What, this?
Yeah, this was human error.
Oh, it wasn't.
Uh-huh. There you go. So is that up on screen now?
Yeah.
Came down, gave my child a fucking guitar pick in the middle of the show. Unbelievable. It was his first concert, technically, because the first one was Third Eye Blind, but that didn't really count.
Yeah, because you were like in the drive-in style. I do love that was the first one and not... I mean, Dave Matthews, but...
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
He had the best time.
The best time ever, and they were kind enough. That
and now
place,
I
by
don't
the way,
have to go to Dave Matthews.
And they kind of just let me do whatever I wanted. Did you get that other picture, bro? Pop that up on screen. Kind of just let us walk around and do whatever, which is awesome.
Yeah.
That movie center is amazing, by the way. Brand new, Austin, Texas. Gorgeous. Gorgeous inside. If that's the future of basketball arenas and things like that, because mm-hmm. that's what it is. University of Texas is going to play there.
Mm-hmm.
It's rad.
So Irwin is done, right?
Irwin is done. I don't know what they're going to do with it.
Hmm.
Blow it up or something.
Yeah, but when they wheel out, they trot out McConaughey for a ribbon cutting.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
it's going to be cool.
You know it's going to be rad for sure.
You know
sure.
it's at least going to be cool because he, you know.
Yeah.
He does still want to be thought of as very cool. Like, he's not going to co-sign on anything that's not. Do you know what I mean? Even though it seems like he's everywhere.
Sure.
I don't think he's going to co-sign on something that's not rad. But
no.
Just saying.
We got that other picture.
Only the one went through.
Oh, my God, dude.
It's fucking ridiculous today.
That's fine. So.
Yeah.
No, time out. Flip the camera to me. So when you airdrop something, there is a save to downloads or save to folders.
Uh-huh.
And you just save to downloads so then you can bring it up really easy. Not
or
save
I could
to
just
folders.
Text it to you.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, that's cool too. You can text it to me. No, I was talking to Bob. But my I just God. Wanted to
oh, he was talking to Bob, not you.
Yeah. That's the fucking airdrop bullshit. Like, so dumb.
I love an airdrop. I have to say.
I hate it.
It's so
much easier.
Just
it's
text
so
me.
Easy.
It's not, is it?
Yeah, it's great.
This is proof right now why it's not easier.
That's easier.
This was human error.
Okay.
Remember that like random scene in Atlanta where he just gets airdropped like a butthole?
Oh, dude. We were that because that happened on a flight. Everything they do is ripped from somebody else now. I'm starting to be in your camp now on this with Donald Glover. They're just ripping everybody else's shit right now.
I'm just not
so that was a viral thing where
a
guy was on a plane just blasting out buttholes to everyone, airdropping them, and you didn't have a choice in it. And hilarious. But that's what they did in Atlanta. So that's kind of what we're doing.
I think that's kind of social commentary less than ripping off.
What's up?
That one is. And it's not really like he's ripping everything off, but I'm just like, I don't know. I'm not juiced for it. Maybe.
Jesse's not in.
Maybe it's because when I used to watch it, I would smoke a bunch of weed at night. And now I'm like a sober old mom.
Paperboy.
And it
paperboy.
And I thought it was so cool watching Atlanta. But now I'm sober as shit being like, what is this nonsense?
That was your choice, though. You know, you could have had that baby out. You just didn't want to. You didn't want to. But the cool thing about the Moody Center last night was, and if this is the trend going forward, it's pretty rad. There was like little grocery stores inside, kind of like Hollywood Bowl, where
you can just like buy your...
Yeah, and there's no lines or anything. There's just a bunch of kiosks and you just swipe and get the fuck out of there.
See, that's technology though, Ross.
What's that?
That's technology.
It is. And none of them were Apple products, which I found interesting. And that's probably why it worked. It's probably why everything worked amazingly in there. They were like, how do we rig this up so it's not Apple? And then, great, everything worked.
Right.
And I'm not saying Android is any better because they're pieces of shit, too. I can't even text people pictures on there, I usually have to get like a Dropbox link and then go through there and everything else. I'm like, holy Christ, dude. Mm. So we're just not there.
Yeah.
With technology and all that shit.
Right.
Just doesn't fucking work. We need to go back to super gluing our hands to fucking test.
Ooh,
to get
that's
what, we
what
want.
You should do.
I want to go into the Apple store and just glue my hands down to the fucking desk and say, I just want to buy one phone one time. When it comes out, because here's what I think it is. I think when the phone comes out, I'm usually the first one to get it because I need the storage on there for production shit. And I'm like, it's always that one and it always sucks. And I've gotten 900 updates on this stupid fucking phone. So clearly they're having issues with it. Right. Their stock is in the toilet, so fuck them. I don't really care. I wish there was somebody else who would come out with another brand. But that's not going to happen. We're all going to be controlled by four companies here, and it's happening very, very quickly.
You know what you should do? You know how the phones are kind of like connected with that string thing?
Yeah, a yarn.
You just like glue your hands to like two of those. And so you're like
put
tethered.
A Dixie cup inside for call waiting and then just, yeah, keep huh? going.
Yeah.
You put a little Dixie cup inside the solo cup for call waiting so you can pull that out as well and talk to somebody else.
Yeah, no, I'm saying the actual phones are... Stuck
oh, yeah,
to
yeah,
these
yeah.
tethered things so you can look at them but without stealing them.
We could get you this
so
nice
then you have
Sony Xperia Pro 5G for $2,000. It's on sale from $2,500 if you'd rather have this.
How much storage is it? What do we got on that? Yeah, how many gigs?
512 gigabytes.
Dude,
so that's
I've
Sony
got a, I've
product?
I've got a full fucking terabyte on this stupid Apple phone. Not even close. They're just not there. Nobody's
there.
Are
we getting Sony phones?
They make really nice cameras on their phones.
Yeah, I'm look, sure I'm a
the
Sony
cameras
gal.
On Androids destroy Apple. Like, it's not even close. Everybody who's like takes a photo out when we're out somewhere and they're like, oh, I'll share it with you, whatever. I can always tell when it's an Android photo. So I'm like, oh, shit, that's fucking better than
yeah.
the stupid thing. Speaking of which, these phones are so expensive now, people are just running into Best Buy trying to steal them off the fucking shelf and then run out the door. Giorgio, do you have this security video? Whoever was playing zone defense or design is the defensive coordinator for Best Buy deserves a fucking pay raise after this. This was awesome. So same phones that we've seen out right there on screen. And it's just like, all right, cool,
okay,
man. I don't want to pay $1,500. Do you? Nope. Let's rip them and get the fuck
exactly
out of here.
That's exactly what I was talking about. Yeah. They're just ripping those things
now
off.
Now, look at Best Buy employees. Oh. Look at them line up. Look at that zone coverage there. That's cover two. And
if you're there, you can't find one person to help you.
No.
That's what you have to do to get the employees to come out, by the way.
So you got three in this front line here with this bat guy playing the flex.
Wow.
Correct. I'm assuming he's pretty quick on
they've
his
got
feet.
They've got a safety deep there. And that's great. And that's
so
to protect
stupid.
The long TD there. And these guys are, yeah, pop that up right there. These guys are the real...
Your front three.
One, two, three. And then you got a safety back there. I mean, it's great.
And this guy looks like he's a big guy, so he's just really trying to get in the
way.
Yeah,
yeah. He's going to take one, you know, like get knocked over for the other ones to jump on him.
Those guys are the real MVPs.
Wow.
Yeah. So they stopped him. But the other part of me looks at these guys who are stealing phones. I'm like, dude, I get it. That Sony phone you were talking about, $2,000. This
right.
new iPhone, $1,500. For what? If it worked perfectly, I'd be like, awesome, man. It's so worth it. So worth it. I saw that Rivian car. I've been seeing a bunch of these Rivian cars.
Oh my gosh, they look so cool.
Holy shit. So I completely shit on their company like 3 weeks ago on the show. As I was like, everybody's ordered these goddamn things and nobody has them. And all of a sudden in the last 3 weeks, I saw five on the way to work today and I was like, holy shit. So I pulled up next to somebody. Took our kids to a Dick's Sporting Goods the other day. Dick's. Yeah, we're not supposed to say Dick's. Weird saying Dick's out loud, and especially taking your kids to Dick's when you got everybody, hey, Rob, we want Dick's, Dad. I'm like, I know.
Sean, you should do a con man on that.
A con man on that, on Dick's.
Normalizing children wanting Dick's.
Yeah. So we go there, and I pulled up next to a Rivian, and this woman was driving, and I was like, holy shit. I was like, you got the Rivian? She goes, I know, dude. It took like 2 years. She's like, my husband or whatever.
It's
and I was like, all right.
Sweet looking, dude.
Great. I go, can you just be fucking real with me? Because the car looks dope as shit. I was like, how is it? And she was like, honestly, it's the goddamn best. And I was like, what makes it so great? And then, you know, she rolled down the window so I could see in the interior and everything. And I was like, oh, shit, this is dope. And
this is not an exchange I heard about, guys.
Yeah, it was great. I'm with the kids. I was with the kids, obviously. I wasn't trying to flex up. You know, I didn't throw the ring off and be like, oh, I'm single dad. She died.
Mine doesn't fit.
In a hand gliding accident.
So I get a lot of help.
I bet you do.
I get a lot of help out. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I bet you do.
Yeah, yeah.
But she said it's fast as shit. She goes, dude, the surprising thing is how fast this car is. I don't know what it gets per charge. I forgot to ask that question, but it looks dope, dude.
It's got to get the, you know, the standard highest amount at this point, right?
Yeah.
Like you can't go any lower. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For that price anymore. Like it just keeps going up and up. So I'm sure it's on par.
Yeah.
With all of the other ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if you're, my point is this, if you're going to pay top of the line for shit, make it like that then and make it fucking rad. Like Teslas. Every time I see a Tesla, I get it. I'm like, it's amazing.
Some of them.
Some of them. But I mean, look, you have your,
the mom version,
but
is
you have your own
sweet.
Choice.
Yeah. No, you're right.
You can make that choice. Mine is in the fucking driverless one. Like I definitely need that now.
Yeah.
With these many calls and emails and shit like that, like I just want a text on an email back on the way home just to kind of clean that up. And that's fun. Cause doing that in the Tesla was a blast for 2 hours.
For sure.
I was like, oh shit. I didn't even know we're here. We're here. That's amazing. We're right here. Holy shit. Let's go, fam.
Let's go.
Let's go. So pretty amped about that.
Nice.
What did you have? You had something fucking crazy.
Oh, well, I don't know. I guess nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to think about it. I get it. But ever since Naomi Judd died, I've been the weird one that's like, hey, is anyone going to fucking tell me how? Or is anyone asking? We all just like collectively, and I get it. And Bob's right. Like, I get it. But we all very respectfully and like as a, you know, nation just didn't ask how Naomi Judd died.
Well, so she was old. I'm reading the article here right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. So you're just like, oh no, was she sick? Blah, blah, blah. And then they start talking about depression. And then I'm like, okay, well, so she killed herself, right?
Here's what happened. So, and this is a strange sentence for TMZ, but they said, Naomi Judd committed suicide by firearm.
Yes, and even TMZ.
What,
it's
now
like,
I'm like, what kind of firearm?
I didn't know. Well, I know, but I didn't know how beloved universally the Judds were.
Come on. Really?
I mean,
they're country royalty.
Yes, but I do know that like Ashley gets fucking shit all the time and constantly we're talking shit about her, right?
Yeah.
So I guess I just didn't know that they were, that people would respect them this hardcore. I love it. It's just fucking crazy.
So here was Ashley Judd's statement on Good Morning America today. She said, her brain hurt, it physically hurt, and I'm tasked with an exceedingly difficult task in disclosing the matter and the way my mother chose to continue to live because we don't want it to be part of gossip economy. It's weird. I will share with you that she used a weapon. Mother used a firearm. So that's the piece of information that we are very uncomfortable sharing, but understand.
For sure. But like, nobody even speculated. They let her reveal this in a one-on-one with Diane Sawyer, beautifully shot when she was ready.
Yeah.
I just think it's amazing. And I'm obviously the sicko that's like, dude, fucking who's going to tell me how the old lady did it?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. A few people have gone out like this. Hunter S. Thompson, obviously, blew his brains out.
That's
different, though.
So different.
Because you don't want to imagine, like, Lucille Bluth putting a gun in her mouth.
No, I know.
You know, like, you a classy old lady.
Yeah.
You don't want to imagine her
spraying
her brains
on the wall. But if you're going through this, I mean, do you want to keep living? And what are your options then at this point, I guess?
Take a bunch of drugs.
What you want to imagine with a woman like that, with a person like that, is an empty glass of wine and a spilled pill bottle.
Yep. 100%. And just like, I've got access to all the fucking drugs, right? And I'm done. But
I get drugging up. Like that's it's fine.
That seems like
let's face it. She's again country royalty. Is there any better way than a country music star to go out than blowing? I mean, that's pretty country.
It is.
If they found an empty bottle of whiskey next to her and then an old handgun that she like, that's country, dude. So it's pretty sweet.
Yeah. I'm impressed.
Same.
I'm impressed that I'm just finding out. Like, that's impressive, the world that we live in. Did you guys know before? Well,
No. Here's what I think. I don't think this story would have come out. I think somebody contacted Ashley's people and said, hey, we have this info. Do you want to tell or we are?
But who would do that? Do you know what I mean? Like,
tons
who else?
Of people.
No, but who else in the public eye? You know, look at Bob Saget's fucking everything, right? So
sure.
It's like, who else in the public eye would get that kind of respect of like, hey, how do you want to tell this? There's people on the scene. There's people in and out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doctor, like, whatever.
Coroner.
So I don't know.
I think she probably got forced into it. That's my guess. Because I remember when Kobe died. So TMZ, the real story is TMZ had this for hours. And then they called his agents and they were like, hey, dude.
No, but they couldn't release it unless the family knew. And so they were waiting for the family to be contacted.
Right.
And they weren't being.
And TMZ kind of forced their hand where it was just like, hey, dude.
Yeah.
Let's get this done because we're running with this story. I think the same thing probably happened to her where it was like, dude, we're going to come out and talk about this. Can you confirm it? And then she was like, fuck it. Call Good Morning America. Let's go. I'll tell the story. Because I think if you're able to control the narrative like this,
it's just amazing to me. It gives me some little hope. Like that whole thing, that's a horrible story. You know, you're saying she went out with a G, that's sweet.
Yeah.
But like, it gives me hope that she was able, like, I did not know anything until today.
Mm.
That's pretty good.
It's impressive. Adele, dude.
What?
Dude, you're getting Adele. She bought Sylvester Stallone's home.
Yes. There's a couple stories about Adele,
whoa.
But this happened a while ago. At the end of the pool, he has his big statue. Like there's Rocky stuff throughout the whole house.
The Rocky statue, Bob, if you pull this up on TMZ, the Rocky statue is at the foot of the pool.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
That's so dope that he threw that in where he was just like, hey, you want the house?
Oh, it's everywhere.
Throwing the statue.
He has him inside. I mean, he has Rocky memorabilia like everywhere.
Oh, it's so great.
It's
so great.
So good.
$58 million she paid for this.
Right.
He's moving to Palm Beach. So he's out of there. Everybody's getting the fuck out of LA. It's like,
yeah.
Whoa, it's time to go to Florida. No state taxes.
That house was quintessence his house, though.
Dude,
so
pull this up, Bob. Go to TMZ.
He's trying.
And pull it up. Yeah, there's statues in the house. There's a Rambo statue in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, oh, just yeah. Scroll down. There you go. Right there. Look at that, dude. Look at that little Rambo statue on the left. That's fucking dope. Another statue of himself inside. Is there another one out there?
Do you leave all that stuff up? I mean, yeah, I think, right?
I would, but I'm a huge...
I think Adele does.
She's allegedly left it up. Like, here's the one at the pool.
Yeah, I think she leaves it up.
Yeah.
I think she leaves a lot of that stuff up.
Oh, she's still with Rich Paul, huh?
Mm, we'll see.
That fucking guy.
She's constantly having to defend the relationship, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, because he's a fucking dick.
He missed her birthday, so she had to do this like big photo dump, I think today or yesterday, that like they did actually celebrate. He's not
sure.
A dick. Yeah. The residency was because of COVID.
Yep.
No.
It's because he's just a dick.
He's a dick.
And when LeBron James retires, he's fucked.
You guys are toxic a little bit, and
yeah.
I'm sorry.
He'll still have clutch.
But will you? Because the cool part about most of these agencies is the star at the moment. Once that star goes, you lose your power. And, you know, LeBron's got the most power in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say it, but It's true.
Right. But if you make your nut now and then you invest,
correct.
It's going to be fine.
Yeah. I'm not saying financially he'll be fine. I'm just saying that agency will go
away. If you
want
to continue being like, yeah.
Yeah. I just invest now and then figure out the next move because LeBron's only got a couple years left. I wish he had 0 years left in the NBA, but here we are.
Jeez.
I don't want to watch him anymore.
I'm glad you said the NBA. I thought you were like, I wish he had zero years left.
No, look, I don't.
On Earth.
I don't want anyone to die. I mean, a couple people.
A
couple people. But it's mostly strangers that no one knows. Like, I don't. It's not really in the celebrity world except for Pete Davidson, but.
I want to let you know that Sam Mezzadra is flexing on you. He said he just had a baby girl on Cinco de Mayo.
Shut up.
Wishing you guys nothing but the best with your birth.
Look at
No, you aren't, Sam.
Look at
No,
that.
You aren't, Sam.
He just, I wouldn't he be surprised if just, Sam walked into the studio and glued his nuts to the desk and was just like, fuck you, dude.
Sam.
Peel them off then. Or do the show around my dick.
He gave $4.99 too.
No, I should have given $5 for Cinco, but
we'll give your money back, Sam. Don't worry.
Or is that a flex where it's just a penny less where he's just like, no, you don't get a Cinco.
Yeah, no, it's not a money flex. It's a birth flex. Thanks,
Big
Sam.
Fan of that. Jesse's never going to live it down. What if we just tell the baby that her birthday is on Cinco? She would never know. Right?
I don't know what's going on.
But just for our like fun and parties and things like that. Like,
I don't think you understand. You talk about free speech, like freedom, whatever.
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
You can celebrate.
You can.
Your daughter's birthday.
Sure.
I mean, to a certain age. However you want.
You can, but it's not on that day. So
we can call it Ilaria Cinco or something where it's like not real Cinco, but kind of.
I wonder if I just slipped him a hundo, just kind of greased him at birth. And it was just like, just change that date. Change it to Cinco. Nobody's going to know. Would that be weird your entire life if you were born on a different day and you didn't know about it?
Maybe. I mean, it wouldn't change. Like, if it was a week later, like, it wouldn't change that much, right? You'd be like, oh, my God. Like, I watched another documentary last night about a fertility doctor in the 70s that used his own sperm on all these kids. It's like the third or fourth thing I've watched. I'm starting to think that maybe that was just normal back then.
You can also just make up dates if you're Catholic. I'm pretty sure there's like a conspiracy that we just deleted 297 years from the calendar.
Mm.
Okay, but I'd have to be Catholic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'd have to pick something. So... You can.
But anyways, I don't know if you know about these. I don't understand the huge deal. Like getting so mad that it was the doctor donor instead of some other random donor. But
yeah,
I don't know. People get pissed about it.
They do. They do. We were talking about NFTs on the show the other day. What, Shapes?
What?
They get pissed.
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Okay.
We're talking about NFTs. Before the show started, Madonna's got some nude ones, some 3D ones
like
that
hers.
Are out. And those are fun.
Yeah, I like them.
She's starting to not look like Madonna anymore.
No.
With all the work she's getting done, like somebody showed me a picture. And I was like, huh? Is that Madonna?
Yeah, I think she's trying to... I mean, she's going like an alien route, which, look, that's a way. Like when you get to a certain age, like, and you're getting so much work done, a way to go is just completely fake looking, right?
So, yeah. So when you pull it up, the first one is her spread eagle. I'm trying to think of a better word than that. Spread eagle.
I mean, it's not her. But.
No, but it's her. It's an animated version of her. Okay. And so she had to pose for this, I guess. Or maybe it was a doll of her made. But there's bushes that are growing up out of her vagina. Mm-hmm. And that's a fun thing.
Yeah, I don't think she had to like pose or anything. They maybe made her face a little bit like Madonna. But technology at least is good enough.
Oh, you got video of it?
That it can be.
Can we show that?
I don't know.
It's blurred. It's blurred. It's like a animated vagina.
It's blurred.
Scroll ahead just a second, because that looks definitely like labia.
Can we go picture?
Whoa.
We could go far out, I think.
I think we can do this.
Is that?
There's like butterflies coming out of her vagina.
I like these, I have to say. As far as like an NFT, I like this.
Maybe not a little further out.
Yeah, that looks like just a real vagina.
A little further out.
Yeah. Let's go when it's like from.
A little further out. There we go.
There we go.
All right. Boring, but all right. Ready?
Look, I'm with you, Bob. I hate the world we live in. And
I know.
We can't
have to be boring, Bob. Believe me. I know.
But here is her butterflies. Flying out of it, looks like 1,000 butterflies flying out of her vagina, which is nice.
I like.
They've blurred out the body, the whole thing.
I like Ross. It's like she had to.
Oh, and then her legs
this.
Keep getting wider and wider. Well, usually you do, and then they animate you later.
No, they're just putting her face on a.
I'm not sure. I think she was really there.
Oh, they, now buildings are falling down.
Yeah, buildings
around her.
Are crashing.
They did not model this after.
It's pretty
her
amazing.
Body.
Now, this is an interesting pro-life take from Madonna. I wasn't expecting that, but clearly the world's crumbling around her.
Yeah.
Babies are the only thing to
look
say.
At that. That's nice.
Wow. And then the tree growing one, too. That's very.
Oh, yeah. It's life.
That's a statement.
That's life. So what are we saying here with these is the thing, like what's the,
yeah, no, I think Bob is on to,
where does this live?
you can show it now, but the beginning was,
yeah,
something
the beginning
else.
Is oh, wow.
Look at that. Don't bring any attention to it. Maybe YouTube won't notice. Look at those trees. Beautiful.
I really like this.
It's nice.
I like
this
a
life.
Lot.
Life happens. A tree grows out of your vagina. That's a full tree.
Holy shit, when it's fully grown.
That's nice. She's giving birth to the tree.
Yeah, and it's just hanging out there.
Look at it. The legs look pretty realistic.
Oh, no. Now what's happening? Okay.
She might be fucking the tree.
Yeah.
Oh, that's getting wider.
That's a big tree.
Okay.
All right.
Is this on YouTube?
No.
This is New York Post.
New York Post.
Yep. Look at that. Oh, New now York flowers Post. Are growing out of the tree. That's fun.
Whoa! I like all of this.
You know what's hilarious about this, by the way, is she was famous 40 years ago.
Yeah.
So imagine it's the 90s, and someone comes in and tells you that Patsy Cline has a porno website where she's just rubbing flowers on her vagina.
Right.
Uh-huh. And you're like, I'm sorry, who?
Well, she is crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy for you.
But like, this is like, imagine being like a 15-year-old and hearing about this weird Madonna and you're like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
Like what?
I mean,
this old woman that was famous in a time I can't even fathom in my brain.
Do you think 15-year-olds like don't know or do they don't understand what she was before she is now?
No.
Because I know they know of her, but they didn't know what.
Do they know of her?
I don't know. I think she's trying to keep.
She's trying to keep it alive.
They don't know her.
They don't
keep it alive.
Okay. They're not. Madonna is not in their algorithm, right?
For
fucking TikTok and,
no, I mean, maybe
and Snapchat.
Maybe they know her vaguely the way like someone from my generation would know, like, who's the chick who did heroin? Died of heroin. OD'd on heroin.
Kids barely know who fucking Jay-Z is.
Jay-Z, we got some sponsors that put this show on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinking bros. They're offering that 40% off the bundle package still. It's the mattress and the adjustable base. Or you can get 30% off just by using the promo code drinking bros at checkout at ghostbed.com/drinking bros. You can buy a mattress for like $35 a month. They have a zero down, zero financing plan for up to 60 months. Check out ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. Those pillows, man, when I come home after a long night of partying, Dave Matthews just laying my head down on a nice, cool ghost pillow.
Sure.
There's nothing like it, Jabes.
Yeah.
Nothing like it on the goddamn planet, okay? So if you're out there and you're thinking to yourself, I'm not really feeling that good in bed. Make yourself feel good. Get a pillow. Get those sheets. Those sheets are underrated too. I have not tried the weighted blanket yet because I heard you sleep for like 12 hours.
Yeah, we can't do it. We've got too many
shit to do.
Things we need to wake up for.
Shit to do.
But if you don't, get the weighted blanket.
Yeah, get the weighted blanket.
Sleep through the night. Apparently.
Through the night. Next up, we got hardafseltzer.com. Let's go, James. Let's go.
Can't wait.
8%. Yeah, you finally get to drink them.
I know.
You've been pregnant the entire time they've been out.
Yeah. Not to brag, I did do a taste test in the beginning.
There you go. So if the daughter comes out wonky, you'll know why.
I literally took a sip. I'm sure people here were like, why is Jesse not drinking?
Yeah.
I was like, I just did a taste test and was like, that sounds good.
Yeah. And they're amazing. Best in the biz. The OG flavors are still out there. Peach, blue raspberry, lemon lime, and strawberry shortcake. We'll be adding a new flavor over the summer. Working on the last of it now. We've been doing a taste test with all of these, and it's down to three. So we'll see which one we're going to add over the summer, but get the OG flavors. We only ship by case, so it's 24 cans, because we want you to fucking party. We're making seltzers hard again. Go to hardafseltzer.com. We ship to 42 states. You will get that right to your doorstep in about 4 to 5 days. That's it. HardAFSeltzer.com. Go there. Yeah. We're getting there. For real. Like, we are definitely getting there where people don't know. Shit. I mean, look, Delco is an avid golf fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he doesn't really know the first, like, 5 years of Tiger Woods' career.
Not really. No, I was, like, barely conscious.
Yeah.
I was, like, 97 when he won. I was six.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So, I like, you caught, like, he's been good for so long that you were able to catch it, but... a lot of people just don't know, dude. And that's, it's strange, but as we get older, that's what happens, man.
Are you thinking of Janis Joplin?
Yes.
Okay.
For
just like, that's how it, Madonna is to kids now, what maybe like Janis Joplin was to like me as a 15 year old.
Yeah.
You think people know who Janis Joplin is today?
Today? No.
Mm.
But when I was a kid, like, you know, it was like, you'd maybe catch one song on an oldies station.
Well, right. I didn't know if, because everybody, it felt like, went through a 60s phase in middle school. And that story
for
is.
For us.
But for a lot of people. And like, because mine was on accident. Nobody had told me. I just did it on my own. But I wonder if that's still a thing for kids where it's just like, all right, great. Or is it like Nirvana now?
Yeah, I'm sure it's Nirvana.
You think so?
Yeah. Like Chili Peppers is classic rock. So for us, it was like, Our dads.
Chili Peppers have a new album out right now.
But they're still classic.
Still classic rock. It's like the Who was coming out with shit. I feel like when I was in high school, or
right? But it was.
He just called the Chili Peppers classic rock.
Yeah,
they are, dude. And Zac Efron is playing a dad in his next movie. So
is he really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here we are.
Here's a 12-year-old.
Oh, Giorgio's
what
mad
is
about that.
Giorgio,
it's
doing?
Been a very long time that they've been classic rock, like on classic rock stations.
Yeah.
The first time
Chili
I heard
Peppers
that,
are classic rock. You're right.
Yes. Next episode, you're gonna see me pour gas all over myself.
Are you a huge?
It's 2022, right?
Yeah.
Are you a huge Chili Peppers fan?
The biggest.
Right, you better stop right now.
Go back. I think what was? I mean their explosion album, what was it? Sex Magic?
Blood Sugar Sex Magic. And
that's it.
Back when they were more of a pop punk jazz.
Right. But that was what, 99, I think?
Yeah.
Then you 89.
Had,
what?
Then you had
Bob, pull it up, Bob.
Yeah.
Pull up that album. Was it 89?
Yeah, because then like
no
Californication
way.
Was like
30 fucking years ago.
I'm sorry, it's 91.
91. Oh my
still,
God, dude.
Still
yeah,
30 fucking years ago.
31 years ago. Yeah, that's classic rock. So I heard them. By the way,
then you had Stadium Arcadium in 2000. And, what was it, 2004? 2005?
Oh, yeah, that was a great album.
If they're headlining ACL, if they play their new album, I'm leaving.
No, don't.
Yeah, they've got to play.
By the way.
They've got to play the hits.
Blood Sugar Sex Magic was their fifth album. Their first one was released in 1984, before I was born.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Giorgio, to crush your dreams completely, on Sirius XM, there's a station called Classic Vinyl, and I heard Breaking the Girl by Red Hot Chili Peppers on there about two or three days ago.
Classic Vinyl.
And I was like, oh, okay.
The first concert I ever took a photo of was Red Hot Chili Peppers and Gnarls Barkley.
Really? Gnarls Barkley. I haven't heard that forever.
In 2005, Gnarls Barkley was in a complete Star Wars themed. And then they had a string quartet playing with them. And Danger Mouse was up there on the organ.
Yeah.
And this is before Flea came out in a full Lakers jersey.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
All purple.
Yeah.
You doing festivals in eighth grade?
No, it was. I mean, it was a disposable camera that I got that my girlfriend's mom paid us to get tickets to because I was best friends with her little brother. We played guitar together. It was a weird dynamic.
Yeah,
sure, sure. Yeah. It sounds weird.
Yeah,
it sounds weird. That also, was his not, first not shocking. Everything you've said is not shocking gig. About your life. Yeah.
And that mom wanted to adopt me for a little bit. She almost bought me a car. It was a really.
Why didn't you do that? Is she rich? Was she rich?
What is this show? What is this show, Bob, that we're doing with him?
Grappling with the past.
Yeah. Grappling with the past with Giorgio. Name alone. We have to fucking do it because he will do shit like that where he'll just like come out with like, oh yeah, man. It like starts as this like sentimental story and then devolves into like something really weird by the end of the story.
Is it weird? I think you were touched.
We thought that too on the last one, but I don't think he was.
Were you?
Again, I don't think I was. But my biggest fear is repressing something hard that I have no idea that it happened.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Because he has like little flashes of maybe it happened, but no real memory of it.
Has anybody slept in the same room with Giorgio? Out of you guys on one of these trips, Delco or Bob?
No, technically I was on a cot in like another room.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I heard, Giorgio, that you have night terrors. Is that true?
Yes.
Maybe that's
what it is.
The repressed stuff comes
happens,
out.
Yeah.
I talk in my sleep a lot.
Yeah. And you're like, don't touch me. Right? No.
Don't take off my singlet.
No.
It's just a lot of no.
Yeah, no.
It wasn't my fault.
Yeah. Oh, sweet Giorgio. I just think it would be such a fun show.
It would be. Grappling with the past.
And then in the end of like a series, we don't know if it's going to be like a short series or like a long.
It's cheaper than therapy. Why don't you do it on Patreon? It's cheaper than therapy.
Yeah. We were thinking on Patreon. And then also like the end, we'll just get a hypnotist, right? And then you'll be hypnotized and we'll get the real
answers. I'm really scared answers. Of what would happen.
I will. So I'll pay for the hypnotist.
Whenever you're ready, like at the end of telling all the stories and like piecing everything together with this huge smile on your face, which you always do. Like, yeah, they only let us have spaghetti and white pizza and like chained us to the bed. And you're like, okay, let's get you on the bed. Hypnotized.
Yeah. I'll pay for it. If you do this show on Patreon, I'll pay for it. I'll pay for the hypnotist.
This is Bob incredibly
needs a cut
invasive.
Because he came up with. The
well,
name.
Would you do it? Would you want to know?
He doesn't want to.
I don't want to know.
We had a live psychic on the show, and we invited her into our house, and we recorded the entire thing. And
I
it
know,
was
for sure not.
I don't know
same.
What episode number that was, but it's deep in the RPR catalog, and it's like it was fun, but we also. Because when you go through shit like that, they could say you're going to die, and that's it. They told my friend he was going to die in high school.
The psychic stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, and you can choose to believe them or not believe them. The hypnotizing is a whole different thing. You're not in control. We don't know what... He doesn't know what he's going to say. He doesn't know what he's going to uncover.
Fucking awesome. Let's do... Can we do this? Are you against it, Giorgio? I don't want to do anything against your
Giorgio.
Will.
I'm not against it. I am scared.
Yes.
Okay.
So, like, we're not going to do it live. It'll be one of those things that, like,
we'll
he'll
shoot
have to
it
be, like...
and then upload the video and give you a chance to edit it, at least, if something really fucked up happened to you.
We'll upload it if Giorgio wants to fucking upload it.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Otherwise, we can just talk about what
that'd
happened.
That'd be a dope show, for sure.
Grappling with the past.
Another thing I wanted to chat about today was these crying face Snapchat filters that everybody's posting.
Based on Amber Heard's face?
Yeah, so their Snapchat is today, they just released a statement saying, we did not do this for the Amber Heard crying face.
Sure, say
clearly
that.
Clearly they fucking did, right?
Yeah, sure, say
it
that.
It has to be.
Speaking of which, did you also hear the Texas law that
no.
just passed?
Uh-uh.
Because of like facial recognition Texas laws, like Meta or Instagram had to get rid of filters for Texas or something.
Filters?
No shit.
No more beauty filters allowed.
Is that true?
Girls can't hide behind the filters anymore.
Where's my phone?
So like if I go
yeah, let's pop
this
up.
And use a filter right now?
Yeah. Once again, I say time's up, sluts.
Is this on stories?
Because it doesn't affect Bob. That's why.
Is this on stories, Bob?
Once again, is it on stories?
What are you talking about? This is Snapchat. Yeah, Snapchat. Like, it's like a filter.
Oh, what about Instagram?
So no,
it's
Instagram.
Meta. So it's Instagram.
Okay, great. Yeah, yeah. So let's try stories. I'll take a picture of Jabes right now. Go to at stjames, stjames. And we'll just fucking do this. Let's see. Oh.
But look at that crying face. I mean, that
look at me, Jabes. Look over here. Look at me. Look at me.
Look out me.
They'll let me do different colors on here, but.
But you can't use all the beauty filters?
Yeah, it looks like there are things that can isolate your whole body and manipulate the image. Because I found a tool that allows me to drag my face. Mm-hmm. But I don't think there's things that will manipulate your face independently.
Like a face tune?
It's only like a overall image adjustment.
So pop up this picture, these crying filters here. They're super fucking creepy.
They really are, but so fun.
But really funny. And I don't know when this trial is going to end, but I can't wait for the verdict.
Well,
and I almost feel like we should
done
go live.
Now.
There's a break right now. Depp's in Europe.
Yeah, a week break.
What?
They're taking a break for a week.
He just went to...
And he got a big movie. It's the last thing I heard.
All right, I'm gonna.
He got an offer for a studio movie.
I'm gonna post you. Go to at stjames, stjames. You can actually see the set from this right now. Then on Instagram, and then pop that up. The thing is, you're so hot though. It's like I'm looking at these filters. It doesn't really do anything to you because you're super hot. So it's like
no.
Yeah, dude. It, like when you're hot, you don't really need the shit. I think it's the rest of the people out there that need it, you know?
Oh, no. The filters really make a difference on absolutely everyone. They're amazing.
Not you. Look at that. Go to at stjames, stjames on Instagram. Look at it's on my stories right now. Look at that. You look too hot for this bullshit.
I can't
for sure.
See it.
Yeah, go. Just click on the stories up there.
Oh.
Bob's super slow today. Bob, did
it's
you do drugs last
Bob.
Night or get fucked
it's
up?
It's not
it's
Bob.
Fucking mouse wasn't charged, and an Instagram's bullshit on a computer. You have to be logged in.
Yeah, yeah.
So no one's logged in on the other laptop, so I have to pull it up on yours, which I got.
Got it. All right.
Yeah, I just took all my personal logins off because I was scared.
Look at that. Fucking hot.
So that.
Look at how hot you are.
I think you're too far away.
Yeah, I think I'm too far away for the filter to work.
No, it's just you're that hot, dude. Like, it doesn't really do anything for you.
I think that's what I'm talking about. It's like that makes it look like a filmic a little bit, like an old
camera.
Yeah,
but you're
not
manipulating the face at all. Right. So you can still use, like, Nashville, for example.
Okay.
But you can't use, like, those story filters that we used to have, like, snap all off
Snapchat.
It changed,
like, your jawline.
Yeah. So help me out with this.
And your lips and everything.
So help me out with this. What's the reasoning behind this law?
How the technology works is it maps of your face. Mm-hmm. And so basically there's a depth camera, and that's how you use face unlock, is it measures the depths of your face. And that's like your key to get into your phone.
Got it.
So these filters use the same thing where it maps the depth and is able to project things onto it or understand what parts of your face are there from what it's reading. And so they passed a law in Texas where that is under facial recognition.
Which we can't use here.
Right, but you can use color toning, changing,
like
image manipulation in other ways.
Brightness, contrast, all of that shit.
Wow.
And we outlawed, or Texas outlawed, facial recognition because they were getting a bunch of arrests wrong and stuff like that.
That, or I think Apple was, like, they don't allow companies to keep facial data. Like, that's against the law.
Okay.
So, like, how, like, when you go into China, they take a scan of your face and they now have a scan of your face.
Sure.
Yeah, TikTok has scanned everybody's faces on there.
Sounds like China.
So, even though Feta or Meta or Facebook would like to say Feta.
Feta's better
you
than
just
Meta.
Came up with something, though. The two together. Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
Let's have an Italian universe that we all live in.
They Greek. Say that this is just for the filters and just for what they're doing for entertainment purposes. They're not logging everyone's face. But, you know, I don't know why we should trust them.
That's true.
Texas.
We shouldn't.
They really want us to leave, don't they?
I think they're doing all of this to get people out of California. So that's the rumor that I've heard over and over and over again, that the abortion thing, all this other shit is to literally stop people from California from moving here.
It's worked a little bit.
Yeah.
It's definitely worked. Like, I know there's some people are like, I can't even visit you. I'm like, okay.
All right. Well, great. Are they?
Are you afraid of getting knocked up by a dude in Texas and then having to stay here?
No, but you remember, were you working for us in North Carolina when they did the bathroom laws and like literally like all, everything
canceled
was canceled.
They canceled the All-Star game, NBA All-Star game, all this
Bruce
shit.
Bruce Springsteen wouldn't come.
Man, I'm not going to, I'm part of the working man. I'm not going to come for this.
You just got to wait that out. Everyone's forgot about that now.
Exactly. So like at this point, it's like, wait it out. Waited, I don't know, abortion's a pretty... What?
Waited out at Franklin's.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If there's nobody from California, the line will be zero. Yeah. Because everyone else is at Dan's newest
whatever. I don't want Texas to be California. I just don't.
I don't either, but... I mean...
Shit's getting aggressive. If you take away... Yeah. filters from people from California, they're gonna lose their shit.
Right.
Lose their shit. No?
Yeah, because they thought,
is that felt that?
They thought they could come live out in the conch out here and then like still do their influencer stuff. And now they're like, what fuck?
Just taking photos on acreage. Mm-hmm. Look at all this land I have.
Yeah.
You fucking losers in LA.
No filter on the face. They would die.
Oh God. Yeah. Just little California things over and over and over again. That'd be great. Do you know they're down to, there's a drought already there? And they're down to 2 days.
Yes.
So you have 2 days that you can use water to water your yard. Mm-hmm. And you're not even in the summer when you actually need it. So they're fucked this year.
Oh, Laguna Beach is burning down. Right now.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there's a bunch of fires right now in California. Yeah. Because there's just a bunch of dry. I mean, but look, there's been a drought there since I was freaking living there and littler.
Yeah. When I was there, there was a lot too.
Yeah. I mean, California is a hellscape. It's awful. But gosh, is the weather great.
I know.
Right?
The weather's amazing. It's our second probably most beautiful state. It's just the worst people there. If we could just get them out of there and then just switch it, right? Let's just switch it.
Let's switch
the people and then keep the state.
I don't know. Between the fires and drought and
There was a stretch in LA where it was fine. And ironically, it was Schwarzenegger. Like, whatever. I don't know if he was Republican or Democrat. I know he was married.
I mean, there were massive fires during... I remember that on the news during Schwarzenegger. Fires... are just always
fires are just
there.
Part of, especially in the beginning of summer, it gets rid of all the fuel essentially, which is like the dry brush, and then we're good for the rest of the summer.
Don't you remember he was at the Chargers game and he was like, go Chargers, go, like it was like some weird
that's
awkward.
Right, you're right,
that was during all about fires. The wildfires.
You're right
Bob does an impeccable Schwarzenegger.
High and Angry here is giving you $5 for Jesse to check out. Jesse Williams leaked Full Frontal from the play Take Me Out. I want to see it. Does he got a fucking hog on him?
He does.
Does he? Let's see it. Pop that thing up.
He has.
I mean, obviously we can't show the audience.
He has
but
a baguette.
Does he really?
He does.
Good for him.
Now, is it prosthetic? I've been fooled before, a la Sex Life.
Yep.
I don't know if I trust every dong that gets leaked.
Well, this is a play. I don't know how you... I mean, unless you're putting a prosthetic over it.
You can for sure use a prosthetic in a play, right?
Well...
you have it on there before
he's
you...
He's pissed off about it. So clearly, it's got to be
his because...
dick.
Well, he's pissed because it was the like money shot of the play to get people to come to his Broadway...
to see his dick. Let's
show,
see it. It's right
and
there.
Now they've gotten
Bob,
the only...
Let me see it. They blur it out? Let me see, pop it up. I can see enough ding dong in there. This is Bob versus the computer today. All right. Yeah.
There is definitely one that.
If you got to blur that far down, you're good. You're good.
Anyway, thank you, High and Angry.
Why is he doing a play in Pittsburgh? Would be the other thing that I need to know.
I thought it was Broadway.
Oh, it was? Okay. So you were incorrect. High and Angry says the play in Pittsburgh. That is not it, unless
maybe it's the name of it. I don't know. But I thought it was on Broadway. Can you?
That's what I thought too. Shit. If it's in
Can
Pittsburgh,
you check? I may be
if you're
wrong.
Showing your dick in Pittsburgh. Things have probably gone pretty south there.
Well, and Craig, the $50 for the hypnotist.
Go I guess ahead. It's a play about baseball.
So Pitt, maybe so Pittsburgh?
That might have. It's called okay. Take Me Out.
Okay.
It's about a MLB player coming out as gay.
Okay.
I
love it.
So I don't know what's beyond that.
It's Broadway though. Like we're okay
it's,
with
it's
all of
on
that.
Broadway. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like all of that tracks for Broadway.
I guess
totally fine. If it was in Pittsburgh, it's gonna be hard to fill the seats with that synopsis.
I'm gonna be real, man. I pretty much hate everybody on Broadway. Like they're
why?
I just feel like they're terrible people.
What?
It's too much. It's all just so much.
No, but they do really
I
keep
wish
it.
I could tell this story, but
they keep it pretty under wraps and elitist. Like they really do all their shit without bothering anybody.
But did you
anybody.
Hear what happened last night?
What?
Pull up the woman who fucking screamed at this audience member on Broadway.
Oh, Patti LuPone.
Yeah. Holy shit, dude.
So Patti screamed?
Because they weren't wearing a mask.
Well, no, they were wearing it incorrectly, she said, like below the nose. And she stops this thing and tells them to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, but that's...
She's not wearing a mask while screaming this the guy in the audience. And it's like... You know, sometimes your mask is going to dip down.
Right. But Broadway has really kept they're going to keep the mask thing going forever. They're in
you
their
think so?
Own. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. They're still like New York. You can go literally anywhere without a mask. You walk into a Broadway show, like you need to be fully just like the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And it's just part of their whole thing. Like they're not, you don't have to worry about Broadway.
Look, the mask is to them. What Catholics walking around with ash on their head on Ash Wednesday is.
They are keeping it.
Well, the Catholics aren't like doing it one day.
Yeah, no, it's a sign of faith, though. It's where it's some asshole wearing a crucifix necklace or whatever. Like that's
you know what's funny? When I was in DC, because you get to go to all the same restaurants as all them too, when you're just like, so you're sitting with them. Mm-hmm. Every Democrat was wearing a mask. Every Republican was not. Like it's clearly a party thing at this point, but play this video. I mean, she's really fucking screaming at this dude. Like, it's intense.
It's Broadway, baby.
Just keep your mic next to it. Put your mask over your nose. That's why you're in the theater. That is the rule. If you don't want to follow the rule, get the fuck out!
Yeah. It's aggressive.
What do you think you are if you do not respect the people that are sitting around you? You pay my salary. Bullshit.
That's not a great
Chris
comeback.
Chris Harper pays my salary. Excuse me. Who do you think you are?
Now.
Just put your mask over your nose.
We have.
Now.
So here's the thing. That woman's not right. I mean, not incorrect. Like, she pays the salary. Like, she bought a ticket to go
see
these fucking
and
idiots.
These, by the way, Broadway was, I mean, literally crying about not being able to do their shows,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And now your shows are back, and then you're berating the people that are paying money to keep a dying fucking system going? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
What do you mean, what's wrong with her? She was berating one woman while another 100 women clapped.
Yeah.
I guess.
That's Broadway, baby.
It is. It's so
like
fucking...
Like, they are all in the exact right place that they need to be. Like, they're getting out all the things that they need to get out.
Wait till this recession kicks in and you can't pay those Broadway prices anymore.
Yeah.
You're done, dude. They're all fucking done next year. Next year, when this recession really kicks in, it is over for Broadway. And that fucking video will be referenced over and over and over again. Hey, remember you told that woman to go fuck off because her mask fell? It wasn't like she wasn't wearing a mask. But it wasn't properly enough for her. But she's not wearing a mask. So what's the excuse for that? Because you can talk through the mask, Patty.
Yeah.
You dumb bitch. Like, that makes zero sense to me whatsoever. And again, once that recession kicks in next year, Broadway is the first thing that people are going to be like, do I really want to go pay $500 to see some old bitch fucking scream at me?
What?
No.
What? what welder was going to see paying $500 tickets for Broadway anyway? It's already assholes that can afford it.
No, exactly.
But here's the
like
thing.
It's actually amazing to me that there was someone that wasn't just like, oh my gosh, because they're all have found their people. They're all with their people. They're all scared. They all have the mask. They're all doing whatever they need to do for the majesty and heroism of Broadway actors.
I mean,
do you know what I mean?
My God,
so,
dude.
I love that somebody filmed it, but usually it's just pretty. Broadway is pretty behind closed doors in general.
But we have somebody run on stage and attack Chappelle.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's the person you should fucking go after. You know, if you're going to charge the stage, let's make it worthwhile. Like that woman. Yeah. If somebody came up with a Viking helmet on and tackled her. Great.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
But I know it's an elitist. It's elitist bullshit, but I'm telling you, once the elites go through a recession, Broadway's the first thing that usually goes, man.
Yeah.
Boy, what the fuck, bro?
It's pretty ungrateful. I mean, it's pretty bad to yell at that person like that.
It gives you a mask. Hypocrisy of doing it while you are not wearing a mask.
But there's volunteers.
What's the reasoning behind it?
There's volunteers everywhere. There's signs all over that are telling you to keep your mask. Like, you know, she did not need. There was so many people there to tell that person.
Sure, sure.
But gosh, she just needed to.
Patty.
And honestly, like, is it going to matter? Because in 2008 and 2009. Broadway outgrossed 2007 and 2006.
Really?
The last major risk. Because it's fucking, no one's buying $500 tickets except for people that have a lot of money to jack off. Like it's
yes.
Who are getting even richer.
Right. They're buying property.
Yeah, maybe.
Wait,
and
so you're saying that Broadway is doing better now?
It's recession.
There's a certain amount of inflation you have to adjust for, even without the massive inflation that's going on right now. But I'm saying, in the 2 years immediately prior to the last recession, Broadway did worse than in the year during and year after when it fully set in 08 and 09.
Okay.
Chris Beerwood says she's driving up the ratings for Broadway. Look.
No.
What's the name of her play?
Who even knows? I mean, Patti LuPone is like a super famous Broadway person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you go to see Patti LuPone. You don't go to even see her show.
I don't even know what.
Right.
Yeah. Gals on the go. I mean, it could be anything. It could be anything, and you're like, oh, it's Patti LuPone.
I was with one of them recently, and my God, man, it's just so much. It's just the speeches and the thing about art and life and everything else.
Oh, you're with
a
Broadway actor.
Oh, yeah. Burst into song at one point during a middle
you
of
have
dinner.
You have to.
I mean,
you have to. It's your life. It's in your blood.
I guess.
Right,
dude.
Bob?
It's just so much.
It's in your blood.
Bob's anymore. Bob's all done.
He's in Hawaii.
Before Hawaii,
he was...
West Side Story ended Bob. Like, that ended Bob for good as far as plays and everything else goes. Like, he does not care anymore.
Yeah.
Bob is over the theater.
Not a theater kid anymore.
No. He's grown up.
He's on the islands.
And he's on the islands. He's an island boy. Yeah.
He grew up.
Do you have a crime corner today?
Oh, I do.
Yeah. Crime corner. Crime corner.
Driver sentenced for having sex during high speed police chase, and I am turned on. How does this even happen? But a man who recently got out of prison for threatening. Okay, so he was in prison for threatening to decapitate his neighbor's children, which. Can we hear the whole story?
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
sure, let's hear it.
I need this in context because then I might be like, well, I get it, right?
Right.
So he's threatening. We don't know if it was a real threat or whatever, but anyways, he was in jail. So he will now serve time for evading police during a pursuit and having sex while doing so. So a judge in South Australian town of Mount Gambier, whatever, sentenced 28-year-old Joshua James to more than 9 months of home detention for a series of events that happened in 2021. So, as well as an unrelated assault, police told the court that in September, they told Joshua twice to stop his vehicle during a police chase. He ignored the police and kept driving. Another officer later spotted him and deployed spike strips to disable the car.
Oh, shit.
But he kept driving even after that.
Smart.
With his tires grinding down to metal rims, police sent out another set of spike strips to no avail again. I'd like to know what the car is.
Same.
Because
Who his rims dealer is.
Yeah.
That's dope.
So it's what happened next that the sentencing judge called extraordinary. So after two sets of spike strips were deployed, police say a female passenger straddled Joshua.
Sure.
It's finally come to it, straddled him. And as he was driving and began to move in an up and down motion, indicating that
they were
having sex.
That's great. Do you stop him at that point or do you wait till he finishes? Like, if you're the police, you've got to be impressed at this point. I would let that go and let him finish at least before being hauled
off
to
jail. They were still trying to catch up to him. So this was happening, like, they witnessed it. He's gone through the second spikes.
Sure.
It's grinding. She's into it, right? Gets on top of him, grinding down to a halt, grinding, having sex, blah, blah, blah. And the police eventually caught up to him and arrested him.
Do we have a picture of this hero?
No, and it happened in Australia, so I don't know that they necessarily have the same laws about mugshots and shit.
He was sentenced to 2 years and 9 months in prison. After he threatened to decapitate the two young children with a machete.
Ah, with a machete. What was the reasoning, though? Like, I really need to hear that before
he was at home
judgment.
When his neighbor was pulling into the driveway, and Joshua began shining a laser pointer into the vehicle shortly after, and then showed a machete and threatened to kill the two victims, aged 2 and 3.
Eesh.
Yeah. So if I see you in the street, you're dead.
Right.
So it wasn't a cute little, like, the kids were being super loud and annoying. It was like, he's insane. And this lady loved it, whoever was with him. And I think it was probably like a sitch of, like, you're going to go to jail.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What do you want to do?
Bone.
Probably bone.
Yeah, just get off one more time.
Right? You can either shoot yourself or we can just, like, have sex. I like that they added that to the sentencing. Like, because he did that during the chase, it added more time.
Right.
Which is crazy. It's also like, whatever you can get done in the chase.
Go to jail, a legend.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. I was reading, following up on this, that Vicky White story.
Mm-hmm.
And they got the guy back in custody and they were like, you're never getting out again or whatever. And then today they were like, he seems super depressed.
You think?
He had freedom for 11 days and he was on the run with a bunch of cash and he was just banging
boning down 11 days in an Indiana hotel.
Yeah, he's depressed. I would be depressed.
Yeah.
Because now he's going back to jail for the rest of his life again.
Yeah.
I don't know why he didn't end his life. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. I would have
taken
the gun out of her. Yeah, what are you living for?
Yeah, because Escape from Dannemora that I keep referencing, she only got 2 years. And she did the exact same thing. She also had a husband that she left, kids. Like, Vicky could have done, like, a couple years and been fine. Like, the one that should have killed themselves, you're right, is him.
Yeah.
Because he kills himself, then she's able to be like, he fucking brainwashed me, whatever,
mm-hmm.
which is what the other lady did.
Right.
And you get, you know, it's not that much time. You didn't kill anybody. You helped someone escape.
But I think she wanted to join her dead husband. That's my guess. That's my guess.
Yeah.
But when I read that headline, I was like, uh-huh. He's super depressed. What would he be? This is great. I'm back in prison for the rest of my life.
Yeah, and I've just pissed everyone off in
everyone.
Here. I'm going back to the same prison with the same guards. Like,
I will say this though, when he walks back in, he probably got the respect of every inmate in that place, and nobody will fuck with that guy now, where it's just like, he's a legend.
Yeah, but at a certain point, the respect of an inmate is not going to save you from being, like, fucked with by the guards.
Yeah,
because
he's in his 30s. Like, that's going to be, you know, 50 years in jail. I would have just ended my life, bro. Like, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Why you would want to continue to live and be like, man, love to go back to that prison again in Alabama, for Christ's sakes.
And why Vicky was the one that killed herself. It was crazy. Did he kill her?
No, that was suicide. It was. I think she wanted to join her husband. You know?
She was with her husband, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
The new one?
Yeah.
The new husband.
Wife, yeah.
I think she, I mean, you know, you're a prison guard. Like, you know what prison is like. You really want to do that?
Yeah, exactly. And famously not a great place for correction officers or police, law enforcement to go. You know, and it's... As far as hiding out where they were hiding out or whatever, it's like, he's 6'9".
Yeah.
Why don't you keep it moving?
Keep it moving.
There's two schools of thought, right? Like, keep it moving or stay put somewhere, just not in a hotel. Because once you're on the move, you're on the move. There's surveillance video. At this point, I feel like everywhere you go, there's a video of you.
You can't go to Walmart. Can't go to like these major places.
Can't go to a gas station. You can't go to, I mean, they have video of them at a car wash, this like podunk thing. Like, who would think that they have like security cameras, right?
So why are you getting your car washed at all?
Well, they left it there.
Oh, okay.
And so I think he just wanted to like wash off. I don't actually know. Why not just leave it? Do you have that much evidence all over the outside? But yeah.
The last thing I wanted to talk about here today is this crypto crash that's going on. I'm looking at the numbers now. Yeesh, this keeps getting worse.
Just bought another ETH.
Don't you have a crypto crime?
Zoom
corner?
Out. Well, it wasn't really a crime quarter. It's more of a just a little.
ETH hit under 2K. Bought another one.
Oh boy, it's getting dark out there, kids. Is the market down again? So I told you I would discuss. Full disclosure here of all of my shit with this. So because of the fellas, I bought crypto when it was way down and we had some people on the show. Oh my God, the market's down 500 points today? Jesus Christ. This is the sixth straight day? Whew.
Have faith.
So you got in because of them?
I got in because of them.
But they are now mad that you got out.
Hang on. So all the people that were on the show, because we're able to have some of the top economists and things like that on the show, and it's a blast because we get the information, we try to share it with the audience and everything else. So when we did AMC and we rode that to the fucking moon, we told you what price we got in at, got out at, and what we did with the money. Now, what we did with the money, because it was so hilarious, was buy ringside tickets for Floyd Mayweather versus Logan Paul, because that's hilarious. Georgia, were you with us? You were with us, right?
I was.
Yeah. And it was fun. We had a fucking blast. It was in Miami. It was great. So at their behest and some of the investors we had on the show, I bought crypto. I put about $10,000 into it. Here's the FOMO part to it, right? Is at one point, it was up to $38,000. So I was like, holy shit, this just keeps going. Crypto's amazing.
Right.
And then it took a nosedive. Now, I usually put stop quotes into stocks and things like this and everything else. I got out about 23 and change, right around 24K. Mm. So I doubled the money. But I understand the looking at the phone and shit where you're like, man, that could have been higher. But you just don't know because it's so fucking volatile. Now,
it's volatile because people take their money in and out so much.
Right. Because there's a bunch of day traders and everything else, especially in that space. But the weird part to me is it has been following the market. So the market is crashing. Stock market is crashing. Crypto is also crashing, which is not good because that means people just need money to live at this point, and they're just taking out all their money in this shit. What did you guys end up doing with it? Just out of curiosity.
Us?
Yeah.
I already told you what I did with it. I bought a bunch of more cameras.
Yeah.
Which have stabilized in value a bunch because of the chip shortage right now. I can literally sell the cameras I bought for more than I bought them for used.
I understand. This is like some Craigslist shit.
Yeah, it's like some Storage War stuff. Yeah. But you have the camera. But you have the cameras. You don't want to sell them. It's just nice to know that they are an
part
investment.
Part of me almost wants to sell some of them because I can get so much money for them right now.
Now, I just took my money and I reinvested in myself.
Okay, what'd you do?
Myself.
Yeah, he got, and what did you do with that? Steroids?
He got a sick fade. He got a beard trim. He got a tattoo.
That's true. That's right? True. That was probably a couple grand altogether, right?
And we both bought more crypto today, so we
just
we want to make that very clear.
All right, yeah. So let me ask your predictions on it going forward here, because I'm out and I'm not going to get back in for a long time, I don't think, because I'm just not sure. We did a show on Drinker Bros called "Is Crypto a Fad?" I just don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with it. What's your predictions?
Before I give my predictions, can I hit on my story real quick?
Yeah.
Go ahead. It's a little crypto related.
Sure.
Paris Hilton's company, 1111 Media, and OK Play co-founder Chris Ortiz just received $6 million for their new project, which is a Web3 or crypto-based dating show.
What? How does this work? Okay.
Yeah, how does it work?
Exactly. But they just got $6 million for it.
Ah, okay, great timing. Mm-hmm, and then also, so... What are you dating?
I guess it's hosted on Web3.
Okay.
Okay.
Which is, uses the crypto's technology.
Okay.
Right.
And then they're going to be able to see and or use the dating app there. Or the dating show, sorry.
Okay.
But so either way, fuck that. Trust the process. Crypto, it's down now. So is the market. Everything's down, but we'll rebound. These are cycles. Buy now while it's on sale. And trust the process again. Sebastian Munoz, 12 under today, shot a 60.
Holy shit. That's unbelievable. That's 60 Dan's, is, yeah, I think, what's the record,
is 59? Is that Dan's pick?
No, that's not a record. Record's like 57 or something.
Okay. Yeah, it was Dan's pick, but it's Dan's here. Pick.
He's back.
Here's the problem with it. It's a four-day thing, so chances are the wheels will fall off. And, yeah. Look.
But we get a little smile out of Dan.
We do
for
today.
A second at the
and that's
end.
Really all we care about.
That's all right? I need. That's all I want.
Yeah.
Everything else is
just
very
stressed
grim.
And yeah, just stressed and grim the whole show. And then he's like, we get that little smile at the
yeah,
end.
Because we might be off today because I think we're recording extra shows today. Off tomorrow.
Yeah.
I might pop in and do an uncirced for Patreon.
People have been asking for it.
I know. I get all the messages, so I'm
well,
in.
Delco's going to be off. So
I can record it myself. I don't need anybody.
Oh.
I just need a Zoom.
Oh.
He's a big man.
Birthday just, weekend.
Oh.
Yeah, birthday weekend.
He's
how old?
31.
Yeah, I just need a Zoom, so I'm good. I don't need anybody.
Okay.
I need you to edit it, but that's about it.
Oh, don't need anyone.
You're the best
don't,
in the biz.
I don't need anyone. Don't need a thing.
We also found an extra Zoom in that backpack you were going to throw away.
Mm-hmm.
Which backpack?
No way.
His?
Yeah. You probably should check the pockets.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Fuck.
We found it.
Oh, you did? All right.
We got it.
That's strange.
Not really.
Shout out to Nick.
No, I didn't know. I didn't know there was one in there. So that's the strange part. Like,
I know.
Yeah. Why? Like, there's no microphone, right?
Was there a microphone?
No, there was no microphone. Like, there couldn't have been. Yeah.
Just, you know, the unit.
Well, here's the odd thing. I bitched about missing a Zoom maybe a couple months ago in the office.
This is why we
maybe
never
somebody just stuffed
take,
it in there.
No, we don't take any of your bitching serious.
Because
we're always like, okay, sure. Yeah. It's lost. We find it somewhere.
Ah, come on, dude. Come on. I think somebody stuffed that in my bag.
Oh.
And your setup, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It wasn't your fault.
Never, right?
No.
I
yelled at some people in the back, and if you're saying it just showed up in my backpack, like,
they're
didn't
not
use it
saying
anything.
It just showed up. They're just saying that
I'm saying
you,
it did. Like, how do I walk around with that every day and not know that it's there?
Me and Dan were just sitting here idly at the desk when Nick showed up with it. So I think Nick is really the missing piece to this.
That would not,
well, he had
that
to
would
be
not
in,
shock me.
He had to be in cahoots because he wouldn't have been yelled at.
Mexican Nick? Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. He probably
he was in
that
cahoots.
In
he's setting you up.
Probably.
Sean had something to do with it.
Had to have.
Maybe. Is Sean up there?
Couldn't possibly have had a Zoom in there. floating around.
Is there a
around.
Mexican Heritage
I think
Month?
Because I constantly was like, you have one. I promise you have one.
Yeah, yeah.
There is, right?
It's in September?
National Hispanic Heritage Month is, it's not even, it's a month, but it's not a month. It's Thursday, September 15th to Saturday, October 15th.
Week.
Is it weird that, that's the only fun one to celebrate? Like, you know?
Look, I'm telling you. Being Mexican for that time that I was, a large portion of my life.
Yeah, it's fun.
It was fun.
It's fun, dude.
It was fun to be like, oh, I can't.
The traditions, the drinking, the trinkets, food.
The colorful.
It's a great one. That's a great heritage
the
to tacky, celebrate for
everything, yeah, you know, tchotchkes everywhere.
Turquoise, let's go. Let's go.
Food, drinks, partying.
All of it. All of it.
That was a great time in my life.
Yeah, this NFT thing, by the way, so she got $6 million, Paris Hilton?
It's not an NFT, it's a Web3 dating show, but yes, she received $6 million. And my point of this was,
for the web
is
show.
That there's so much money still being passed around and moved around and new companies being started. I don't think we're out of this. I don't think we're even close to being out of this.
No.
So if you are still holding your money, this is not financial advice, but maybe just ignore your phone for a little bit.
If you can, personally couldn't because of things that we're trying to do, but if you can.
Oh, for sure.
Do
I
it.
Think with rising gas prices and everything else, people just can't. And that's the problem. With this crypto thing and the NFT thing, there was another company. I took this call and I was so pissed off about it. They were like, oh, the guy's a genius. He just got $12.5 million for this company. And I was like, all right, cool, man. Let's chat about it. And I was like, what do you do? What have you done? What are you going to do with this money? And that answer is nothing. There's dummies out there just fucking flinging cash. I just wish we knew one of them for this stupid shit. And then it was like, all right, cool.
I know.
So I actually want to make hard goods to invest in, not some magic on the internet where it's like, oh no, it's a sad fucking monkey and he's dressed in a baseball cap.
But they're all willing to give the money for the Web3 stuff, which they don't understand.
So next time you go out there, Giorgio, find one of these Web3 idiots who believes in whatever that is in the metaverse and shit. Just find them and bring them cash. We'll put hard AF, we'll put a picture of it up in the metaverse or whatever the fuck it is. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I think Coca-Cola just did that. Was it Coke or Pepsi? I think it was for the metaverse.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot
of buy fake Coca-Colas in the metaverse.
I think there's a lot of people that have already.
Adidas has a store.
Yeah,
I think, Nike. Was it Coca-Cola that has licensing for all the vending machines in the metaverse?
Nice.
Dude, just get a fucking hard AF seltzer vending machine in there.
I would love that.
The same. Find somebody to fucking finance that bullshit.
Get virtually.
If we had a Drinking Bros metaverse party where we were all hanging out in
just VR sets. We're not actually drinking it.
I would just like to have a real party and meet humans, but that's just me.
If we do that, I'm going to go to another metaverse called the afterlife because I'm going to judge myself.
Yeah.
Put a fucking gun in my mouth.
Yeah, if that ever happens, yeah. Judd. We can't make that a thing, right?
Yeah.
Bob?
you heard the bed, and then you judge
yourself.
No, stay with me. You can be any of your favorite Ross Patterson characters from those movies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You can change your avatar. You can pretend to be any.
Now, but in real life, are you sober? You don't have to be, I guess, huh?
No, you can do drugs and put that strap on that helmet.
Yeah, sip while you're on the goggles.
Yeah,
if you're out there watching, I'd rather just hang out with you in person. I don't want to meet you in a cartoon world.
I'd rather.
Let's have an analog interaction.
Yeah, exactly.
In the 3D-verse.
Yeah, man.
I mean, if we're going to cartoon land, let's all take a bunch of ketamine together.
I mean, I'm here for that too.
Let's all just take a bunch of ketamine together and just sit on a couch. If we want to pretend we're in a different world, that's fun.
I'm into
the rest
that.
Of this bullshit is ridiculous.
I'm into that.
It's all ridiculous. Go to Spotify, rate the show a 5-star. That is new. Again, the advertisers care about this shit. I know I say it every day, but they really do. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. It matters to them. Not really us, but to them, it does. So please do that because we get judged on it every fucking day. I get an email about the goddamn reviews. There's even a fucking website that sends you the updates once a week. They're like, oh, here's how many people reviewed your show. And I'm like, Okay, cool, man. You know, fine. Fine. But do it. We really appreciate it. And yeah, we'll be back at you next week. I don't know if you'll be here Tuesday.
I don't know. I might have stuff to do.
Might have a baby to shoot out.
That night, but like, that would be the most annoying.
Oh, yeah.
For somebody to come in right before they go to the hospital.
Yeesh. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll find out next week. Who knows? Or maybe Jay. I got a text from Dan Holloway this morning that said, "The longest." I'm gonna read this verbatim because it was a really funny text to wake up to. And I was like, "Oh, all right." He said the longest recorded human pregnancy was 375 days. So you're almost there.
I'm almost there.
What if you break the record and it's you?
I'm not going to because I'm going in next week.
All right. We'll see. Maybe it won't take.
Don't worry.
We'll find out. We'll put the baby live on air on Thursday's show, okay?
Okay.
No, we're not going to do that.
No, we're not. I won't see you for a couple weeks.
AKA the Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.